Harry Truman is explored in detail as part of a new biography of the legendary evangelist. Author David Aikman tells SRN News, Graham never lectured the presidents, he only listened to them and offered encouragement.
Many of the presidents just poured out their hearts to him. I mean, most notably, I think, President Lyndon Johnson, who often had Graham come to the White House and pray kneeling on the floor in his bedroom.
Aikman, a veteran correspondent for Time magazine and now Christianity Today, has titled his book, Billy Graham, His Life and Influence. He says he wrote the in-depth volume because he found that despite Graham's fame, there are very few complete biographies of him available. An Episcopal presiding bishop, Catherine Jeffords Shorey, says her church has been unfairly singled out by criticism because of its consecrating homosexual bishops. This is SRN News.
You're listening to News Talk 1170, KCBQ.
Experience Penta, the purest known and highest quality bottled drinking water on the market. Penta has gone beyond industry standards to ensure Penta delivers maximum hydration, purity, and taste. Through a 13-step purification process, Penta removes any chemicals, contaminants, and other impurities such as arsenic, chlorine, chromium-6, fluoride, lead, and MTBE. No chemicals are ever used to purify Penta water. At the end of this 13-step process, Penta removes nearly all of the total dissolved solids. These are the impurities you can't see in water. Regular water measures approximately 550 parts per million of these dissolved solids. After Penta's rigorous 13-step process, Penta water will average less than 0.5 parts per million, making Penta cleaner than spring water, mineral water, and even cleaner than distilled water. What's in your water? Experience Penta, the ultra-purified drinking water. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you.
This is an alert.
Alert.
Take responsibility. Take action. All members of the Pain-Free Revolution, it's time to unite. If you cannot hear 2 hours of Pain-Free Radio, call your local radio station now. Tell them you want Pain-Free Radio.
It can't be distributed to them through our national syndication partner.
Make the call now.
Now.
Help others to learn how to live a life they should expect to live. Pain-Free. Pain-Free Radio is on 2 hours live every Saturday, helping you, the listener, to eliminate your chronic pain.
With host Pete Agonskiw.
Learn about the Agonskiw Method of Health Promotion, a revolutionary program that lets you rediscover the body's power to protect and rejuvenate itself. Call your local radio station now if you do not get Pain-Free Radio live. Help us reach out worldwide.
Pain-Free Radio, 2 hours live every Saturday.
Call your local radio station now. Tell them you belong to the Pain-Free Revolution and you want 2 hours of Pain-Free Radio live every Saturday. Pain-Free Radio is brought to you in part by Penta Drinking Water, the bottled water of choice for health-conscious individuals. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you. Penta, Pain-Free Radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
Pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
From a stormy, rainy Southern California, good morning. The show's pain-free. I'm your host, as always, Pete Agonskiw. Toll-free number to talk, 888-344-1170, and right this minute, lines are wide open, so jump the phone because this is the best opportunity. There they go. Dial up, 888-344-1170. So here we are, we're in 08 now. You're going to have a great year, and I thought it might be worthwhile just to spend just a second and talk about why you and I do this show together every week. We do it because this show has a different idea about you and your health. See, the world, we experts, we health experts, and there are zillions of us, and we think we're helping, and we really try. But we actually think that pain, disease, is an obstacle. We really do. And the reason we do it is because we're based upon the idea that if you reduce something that appears to be very complex down to its essential elements, the smallest part, you can get to the root of the problem. So when we have pain, we think it's an obstacle. Well, this show thinks it's an opportunity. And the opportunity is there because it's the chance for all of us to change our attitude about it. And the attitude change is based upon a simple conviction. And this show is founded on this conviction. You, the listener, know more about your health than anybody in the whole world. More than I do, more than your good physician that you go see, more than your mother, more than Uncle Joe, more than the latest learned publication, you do. So that's what we do here. We let you get in touch with that. 888-344-1170. Off to Oregon. Good morning. Is this Patricia?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Where are you?
I'm in Fairview, Oregon.
Fairview, Oregon. And how is it a Fairview today?
No, it's kind of rainy.
Kind of rainy. Well, you're used to it, right?
Yes.
See, when it rains there, you look out and you go, yeah, it's a nice day. And when it rains down here, we go, oh, it's raining. We Californians complain about everything. You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
We have some of you up here that complain about the rain, too.
We complain about everything. We moved to Oregon, and then it rains, and we complain about it. Now, how's that working for us? How long have you been listening to the show?
About a month.
Oh, cool. And finally, you decided to call.
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, fire away, Gridley. What's up?
Well, I've had this pain in my right side for about a year. It's right above the waist. It feels almost like a pinched nerve.
In the back or the front?
In the back. And the pain goes down my leg to my foot,
and
my right foot.
You think that pain down the leg to the foot is related to that pain in the back?
I think so.
Okay.
Both my knees ache. But the one, it just seems to get worse in the right leg, but the pain, it centers at the waist, at my right waist in the back.
So what have you tried to do about it other than wait it out and hope it go away?
Oh, I've done some exercises. I've gone to therapy. I've had exercises.
What did they tell you when you went to therapy about why the pain was there?
They said it's centered in my back, my lower back.
They said there was something wrong with your back.
Yeah, coming from a vertebrae in my lower back.
Does it hurt all the time?
Yes.
Okay, hurts right now.
Yes.
We need a hard chair and a fat pillow.
A hard chair and a fat pillow.
Yep. Hard chair, fat pillow.
Okay, let's see if I can find a hard chair and a fat pillow.
Well, we don't want a soft chair. We like a kitchen chair or a desk chair, something like that.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, just a second. I'll be there in just a minute. Okay.
No one ever calls you Pat?
They all call me Pat.
Oh, okay. I can call you Pat?
Yes.
Good. Are you there yet?
I'm right here. Okay.
Okay. Sit down in the hard chair and get away from the back of the chair.
So
sit on the front of the chair.
All right.
Get your feet hip-width apart and turn your toes in a little bit so that your toes point towards each other a little bit. Hip-width apart.
Okay. Right.
Put the fat pillow between your knees.
All right.
Now, I want you to put some pressure on the pillow and hold it with your knees, not your stomach muscles.
Okay.
So relax your stomach.
All right.
Now, notice that when you do that, your hip wants to shift position a little bit.
Okay.
Can you tell that? Now, I want you to stay there until I get back from this break. I want you to relax your shoulders. Don't get up. Keep your stomach relaxed. And if you'll hold on, we'll be right back in a minute. Will you do that, Pat? Little break, folks. Show's pain-free. We'll be right back.
The Augustue Clinic is on a mission to make you pain-free. Every week, Pete Augustue answers calls from all areas of the country, even on riverboats.
Kent, Tennessee, hi.
I work on a riverboat.
Oh, my goodness. That is a cool job. What river?
Well, I'm on the Lower Mississippi right now. I have a problem whenever I stand for very long. My left thigh burns real bad.
So I think you got a posture issue, right? So you're standing up right now?
Yes, sir.
And is your leg hurt?
Not real bad.
Put your left foot directly in front of your right foot. It'll want to turn out. Get them straight. Roll the weight to the inside of both feet. Now, where do you feel that?
In my lower back.
Relax your stomach. Squeeze and release your butt muscles. Are you doing?
I'm just pop.
You just gave yourself an adjustment. And notice that your leg feels lighter.
It was starting to tingle a little bit when I first started talking to you. Now it's not.
Is that the coolest thing?
You can grab the experience of being pain-free. Call the Augustue Clinic at 1-800-995-8434. 1-800-995-8434.
You've heard that what we humans resist persists? That's change. The first step towards change is acceptance. You know, once you accept yourself, then the door to change opens up. That's all you have to do. Change isn't something that you do. It isn't. It's something you allow. Because you have no choice. We're a living organism. Change is a constant. And when you resist it, you're afraid of it. And you don't understand it. You've got to allow it to happen. Because if you do, then there isn't any fear. And fear is self-acceptance. You are enough. You are enough. I say this over and over again. You are enough. Go to Georgia, talk to Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Pete.
What's up?
Well, I don't know where to start.
Let me help you. Let me help you with where to start. This
okay.
Very second now, not 5 minutes ago while you're on hold, not anything other than right this second, what hurts?
Let me preface what I'm about to say.
Trust me, because you didn't know where to start. Let me help you. Honest, we'll get this whole story in, I promise.
Okay.
Right this second, where do you hurt?
My foot.
Your foot. Now, which foot?
Right foot.
Where in the foot?
Big toe in the arch.
Big toe in the arch. Are you standing or sitting?
I'm sitting.
All right. Does it hurt more when you stand or more when you sit?
A lot more when I stand.
Okay, stand up. Have you got shoes on or off?
I'm barefooted.
Perfect. Now, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to just walk in place a couple of times with your eyes closed. Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Good. Now stop. Don't move your feet. Just stop. Look down at your feet. And if 12 o'clock is straight ahead from you, what direction does your left foot point?
My left foot is about 12 o'clock.
And the right foot?
It's like 1 o'clock.
Okay. Now I'm representing to you that the pain in your foot is because that foot points at 1 o'clock rather than 12 o'clock. There's a book on the way, my man. It's called Pain.
I have your book, Pain Free.
Well, use it for what are you using it for?
I'm using it for other issues that I have too.
But I
talked specifically about my foot because
go to the chapter on feet.
Okay.
Take them in order and then call me back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, my man. Good luck.
No problem.
Penta. Ultra premium purifying drinking water. Penta is available at your local health food stores and select grocery stores. Visit pentawater.com to find a Penta retailer near you.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back, folks. Pain-free. Toll-free number to chat, 888-344-1170. 1170. Catchy, huh? Because why? Well, the flagship station is KCBQ, 1170 AM. Yeah. Everybody does that. It's kind of cool. Okay, Pat.
Yes.
Now, you're sitting there. You're at the front of the chair.
Yes.
Your toes are slightly pigeon-toed. hip width apart, and you got this fat pillow between your knees.
Yes.
Now, and you held it there. What happened?
Well, not much, really.
No, something's happened. Is it hard to hold?
Yes, it is.
Yes, so something is happening.
Oh.
Do you notice that you're trying to hold it with your stomach muscles?
No.
Good. Were your shoulders... Do you carry tension in your shoulders?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Do you notice that the tension in your shoulders is lessening?
Just a little, yes.
Good. Okay. The reason I'm asking these questions, Pat, is because I want you to get your mind off of the pain and on the opportunity to understand the body works as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
The reason no one's been able to help you is because they've been focusing on where it hurts.
Right.
Instead of interpreting what it's trying to say.
Okay.
So now here's what I want you to do. I want you to squeeze and release that pillow, but don't use your stomach and don't use your shoulders.
Just my knees.
Just your knees. Squeeze and release. And as you do that, I want you to put a little arch in your lower back by turning your belly button down towards the floor.
Oh.
You understand what I just said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Relax your stomach, squeeze, release. You wouldn't think this would be this hard, would you?
No. No, it hurts my knee.
I understand. I got it. I got it. I'm doing a bait and a switch here, Pat.
Okay.
See, I'm going to give you a pain in a new place so you quit thinking about your back.
Okay.
By the way, how is your back?
That doesn't hurt at all.
Huh. Yeah, well, now all we got to do is get the knee to stop hurting, huh?
Yes.
Keep squeezing, releasing. Squeeze, release, relax your shoulders. Now, here's how we're going to get the knee to stop hurting. You're going to keep squeezing. Keep that arch in your lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, squeeze your shoulder. You know what your shoulder blades are, right?
Yes.
Squeeze your shoulder blades together in the back and hold it.
Okay. While I'm squeezing?
Yes.
Jeez.
I know. Chew
okay.
gum, pat your stomach, rub your head, or is it pat your head, rub your stomach? Something like that.
All right.
Now, that makes the knee feel better.
So the knee pain is coming from my shoulders?
Well, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, right?
Okay.
Now, do you have any of my books? Have I sent you any help? Did you go to the Amazon or the bookstore and buy any of my books or do any of that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll send you one.
Okay.
I'll send you pain free if you use it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm also going to send you coupons for a case of Penta water, which I think is the best water on the planet.
Okay.
I'm also going to send you some exercise DVDs.
Oh, okay.
So after you get through using the book, I want you to go to these exercise DVDs. You'll like them a lot. Now, before I let you go, stand up, walk around, keep your stomach released and your shoulders back, and tell me how you feel.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
For heaven's sakes.
Well, the knee pain is very slight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I'm walking straight instead of walking sideways again.
For heaven's sakes. Tell your friends about the show. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Call me back in a month or so. Tell me how you're doing.
I sure will.
You glad you called?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you. Well, have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Toll free, 888-344-1170. There's that line that Pat just dropped is still open. It won't be for long, so jump the phone. Carol Washington, hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing all right.
You heard what Pat just did. Oh, for heaven's sake, she said.
She's cured.
She's not cured. What we did was we just allowed her to understand that there's nothing seriously wrong. It's just her body talking.
Uh-huh.
So there has to be a change to her posture, and the book will help her do that. So how long have you been listening?
Right now, today. My mother-in-law, I'm a first-time listener, and my mother-in-law told me, she goes, you got to call this guy. I listen to him, and you've got to call him tomorrow.
There are millions of people just now looking at their phones going, how did she get through on our first try? What's up with that? All right, so... What hurts?
Actually, right at this very moment, it doesn't hurt, but my hands, I'm 3 weeks from having my fifth child.
Uh-huh.
And my hands go to sleep mostly at night.
Yeah.
But sometimes during the day, for no apparent reason, they'll just go to sleep.
There has to be a reason, right?
Well, yeah.
Should we get them to go to sleep?
Sure.
Okay. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Good. Now just think, oh, this baby is just wearing me out. Let your feet turn out. Let your toes turn out.
Okay.
Let your knees kind of come together a little bit, like they were falling together, like they want to do. Round your back and let your shoulders slump forward.
Okay.
Now, here in a minute, your hands are going to go to sleep. Because the hand go to sleep, you know, something going to sleep is a nerve getting impinged, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's coming from the position of your shoulders. So here's what you do between now and the time you have your baby. You know if it's a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Named her yet?
Maybe.
Maybe you named her?
Yeah.
You won't tell me, will you?
No, better not.
All right. Oh, because it's, you don't, oh, okay, got it. I got it. Okay. Here's what you do. For every day, for maybe 3 or 4 minutes at a time, we need a towel that you can roll up. Not a big fat bath towel, but something about the size of a medium towel. Okay? Roll it up in a like a circle.
Okay.
Did you get it? We'll get it. Because we want to do this. I want you to feel it. You still there?
I'm here.
Did you get the towel?
Got the towel.
Okay, now roll it up.
Got it.
And what's its diameter now? What'd you think? Maybe 3 inches, something like that?
But unless I get another one. This one's only about an inch and a half.
No, we need something fatter than that. So get another one and roll it around it.
It's on its way. I got a helper.
Now what we're going to need, oh, you got your shoes on or off?
Off.
Good. We need a wall or a door where you can walk over and turn your back to it.
Okay, I got one right here.
Now has your little girl turned yet? Is the head down?
Oh yeah.
Good. So you've dropped. Is that right?
I've what?
You've dropped already.
Not sure. I don't think so. I can still walk without being bullied.
Well, don't be surprised if what we do causes the baby to drop right now. Okay, you got the towels?
Got the towel.
All right, now what I want you to do is turn your back to the door.
Okay.
Put your heels up against the door, and you're standing slightly pigeon-toed, with hip-width apart with your feet.
Yeah.
So your butt's touching, and your heels are touching, right? Now, I want you to take that towel and put it behind you in your lower back, above the hip.
Oh, I'm going to fall away from the wall.
No, you won't. I know it feels that way, but you won't. So just relax everything and just stand there. Now, notice that your shoulders don't touch the door.
Do or do not?
They do not. Can you tell that?
Yeah,
that's why your hands go to sleep. Now just relax everything except your thigh muscles. Keep your thigh muscles tight and notice that as you stand there right away, this feeling that you're going to fall forward is going away.
My butt and my heels are touching the wall.
Yep, and notice you're starting to get straighter. Now I'm going to send you a book. I want you to do this twice a day for about 5 minutes at a time. Until the baby's born, I'm going to send you a book. It's called Pain-Free Women and Children. And it will really help not only with the development of your baby, but also with you postpartum, okay? Thanks for calling. Good luck with the birth. And call me back. Folks, we're going to take a little break. Pain-Free is the show. We'll be right back.
Falling all around. Time I was on my own.
Have you ever asked the question,
what bottled water can make you feel more alert, energized, and invigorated?
The answer is Penta Water. Earl called Peter Goskew and gave Pete his story of how water helped him.
I was having thoracic back, middle back problems here for a couple of weeks, and I was doing the usual stuff, and it wasn't working as well until the good old recommendation of water only. Then it worked. So I only drink like 2 cups of coffee a day, but just that, not having that, and doing the exercises in the morning and at night, got rid of it.
There you go.
Anyway.
I'm proud of you, man.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Keep up the good work.
I will.
Go to pentawater.com for a retailer near you.
Penta, the ultimate liquid investment in your health. Go to pentawater.com or call 800-531-5088. 800-531-5088 for a retail location near you. Penta.
Balance. We're stacked up, one on top of the other, our joints, right? Ankles underneath the knees, knees underneath the hips, hips underneath the shoulders. And being left or right-handed doesn't have anything to do with the design for balance. If you think about it, the spine sits in the middle, and we have the same muscles, bones, tendons, connective tissues, fascia on the left as we do the right. And by design, those joints should have exactly the same range of motion in them. Nothing happens. If you want to make a change, you got to make a change. Time is not your enemy. All right? You come first. And you know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different to happen. Nothing gets in the way of your balance, right? Nothing. Once you get yourself balanced, as all of my books say, then it's relatively easy to keep yourself there. 888-344-1170. Let's go to Aggie in Texas.
Hey, Pete. So, well, I listen to your show. I love your show. And I never thought I'd be calling you.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'm having pain, like the advertisement you just had with the guy in his car.
Yeah.
But when I did what you told him to do, it really hurt.
Where does it hurt?
When I arch the lower back and pin back the shoulder blades, and then I breathe with my abdomen, I'm hurting in my collarbone area. I mean, I feel like an intense pull back there, and I can't take a deep breath.
That is the coolest thing I've heard. So, do you have autopilot in your truck?
Well, I wish.
You don't have cruise control?
I have cruise control. It is on the cruise control.
All right. What I want you to do then is I want you to put your knees so they touch.
Okay. Ow.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah.
Now, move your feet wider than your knees, but keep your knees together.
Okay.
Now, don't do anything with your torso at all.
Okay.
Just relax your stomach and push your knees together. Push, release, push, release.
Oh, okay.
Don't use your stomach.
Okay.
There's a book on the way. It's called Pain Free.
Okay.
When you get the book, start doing the exercises for back pain.
Thank you.
Now, whoa, what's happening now?
I'm feeling a pull in the hip bone area.
And how about the collarbone stuff?
I don't feel anything up there.
Well, is that a good thing?
That's a real good thing.
Are you happy?
That's a major good thing.
Are you happy you called?
Oh, I'm very happy I called. Tell everybody about you now. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. The book's on the way.
Thank you, Pete.
Well, you be safe.
Thank you, Pete. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Join the pain-free movement. Listen Saturday mornings to Pain Free with Pete Egoscue. Learn how you can begin living a pain-free life. Start today. Call 1-800-995-8434.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Yep, that's Led Zeppelin. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you knew that, didn't you? I want to talk to you. 888-344-1170. I've got one line open, so jump the line. Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's up?
Well, I have some friends that recommended you And one friend just loaned me your book.
Which book?
That's the problem. I went on your line, and I didn't know which one to ever get. It's the Pain-Free.
Good, okay.
Revolutionary Method for Stopping Chronic Pain.
So you must have had pain.
Yes, I have. I had a broken femur years and years ago, and was a runner, a tennis player, very active, and I have bursitis, arthritis, and degeneration in my hip now.
How long have you had the book?
I just got it.
When?
2 days ago, and I've skimmed it. But, yeah. And she had knee problems, and so she's gone through 5 of your sessions.
Didn't you go to the hip chapter?
Yes, I did.
And it just didn't flip your switch.
Well,
it's okay.
I guess I'm a sort of a non-believer, you know. It's
a
like,
non-believer
well,
in what?
If this works, you know, why doesn't insurance, you know, people cover it? Why don't doctors, you know, adhere to it more?
How do you know that doctors don't adhere to you being without pain?
Well, I think they do, but they always want to do the surgeries, which I am close to thinking I just am going to have a hip replacement.
Well, now, darling,
active life.
Now, darling, if you go to the grocery store and you want to buy meat, you don't go in the produce section, do you?
Correct.
So if you want to talk about surgery, you go talk to a surgeon.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Right.
Don't get mad at them because they want to operate on your hip.
Well, it just seems like they're trying to do preventative things nowadays, and, you know, why wouldn't they try this first?
Because they're surgeons.
Yeah, okay.
That's what they do for a living, darling.
I got you there.
All right. Now, have you asked anyone in your travels why you have all these labels, bursitis, arthritis?
Well, it's inflammation. And I don't want to take a bunch of drugs.
Wait. Hold on. Step at a time now.
All right.
Why is the inflammation there?
They just tell me the bursa sac is inflamed.
Yeah, why?
Probably because of all my activities and the injury I had years ago.
Really? You think that even can hold any kind of water at all?
I'm not sure.
Well, come on. It hasn't hurt until recently,
that's
right?
That's true.
All right.
I just figured it was because I've abused my body and pounded on it, you know.
I know. It's all your fault. Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Shoes on or off?
Off.
Okay, stand up, please.
Okay.
I want you to stand comfortably.
Okay.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to get in touch with your left foot, and I want you to tell me where the weight is in your left foot.
You want me to touch it?
No, just you're touching the floor.
Right.
With your foot.
Right.
I want you to tell me where the weight is in your foot. Outside, inside, heel.
Out.
Outside edge?
Yes.
Towards the heel, towards the front, or the whole outside edge?
More towards the heel.
Okay. Left heel. Now, right foot.
Yeah.
Where is it in the right foot? Keep your eyes closed.
Right foot is basically pretty even.
So that tells you that you're off balance.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why that inflammation is there.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Probably.
Because the left side and the right side of the body are designed exactly the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we could get the left foot and the right foot to have the weight in the same place, maybe we would have less pain.
Yeah, that's probably true because I've been limping for years now.
Okay. Should we check it out?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Sit back down in your chair.
Okay.
Start with your left leg. I want you to, you know how a guy, get your feet hip-width apart and point your feet 12 o'clock. Hip-width apart. Hip, knees and feet
okay.
Or hip.
Got
hip.
It.
Now take your left foot and cross your legs like guys do. So the left outside ankle.
Ouch. Yep.
Is up on top of the thigh.
That's the one that hurts, yeah.
I understand. Got
yeah,
it.
Got it.
Good. Now, notice that when you put it up there, not only did it hurt, but the leg isn't parallel to the floor.
No, it's not.
Right.
And it forces me to sort of lean to the left.
Yes, I want you to lean straight.
Okay.
And it's just muscles now, darling. That's all it's hurting.
Okay.
And I want you to lean up over your legs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just easy. Just easy. Relax your shoulders.
Okay.
Relax your stomach and just let this happen for a second.
Okay, I'm trying.
And no, you're doing. You're not trying.
Yeah,
you're doing.
Not going down very far.
I don't care. This
okay.
is not a. It's not a test.
All right, got it.
Now look, I want. What? Well, stay right here while we chat. I want you to read the first three chapters of Pain Free.
Okay.
I didn't write that book to be right. I didn't write that book for me to know more than you do.
Okay.
And you'll learn that in the first three chapters. If, when you finish the first three chapters, you're not motivated to go to the chapter on hips, give the book to somebody else.
No, she's just lending it to me, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if you read the first three chapters and you are motivated, then go to the chapter on hip pain. Now, you're still there, right?
Yep.
And what's happening?
I can feel it relaxing a little bit, not quite as painful.
Well, that's okay, don't you think?
Yes, it's perfect. It's wonderful.
All right. Look, the reason the inflammation is there is because muscles dictate position and motion of bones. You've known that all your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your hip on that side isn't able, because of muscle memory, to move through what's called a range of its motion.
Okay.
And it's gotten, and therefore the body is trying to put oxygen there because that's how bones, cartilage, and muscle and nerve cells stay alive, right? They have to have oxygen.
Yeah.
So it's bringing blood to the area because that's in its wisdom. The body knows that the more blood, the more oxygen. It's trying to get oxygen into the joint.
Right.
You don't want to take that inflammation away by reducing the blood flow. You want to increase the blood flow.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. That's why anti-inflammatories don't work.
Right.
Okay, now get up.
Okay.
Walk around.
Okay.
What do we got?
If I can feel it more.
Feel what more?
I can feel the tightening in the hip more than what I, before I did that, just because I haven't done anything this morning,
And what gets tight?
The hip joint.
No. Joints don't get tight.
No.
What gets tight? Bones don't get tight.
The muscles.
Muscles get tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a muscle.
If I walk around more, it gets better.
It's a muscle issue.
Okay.
All right? It's a muscle issue. Read the first three chapters.
Okay.
And then, would you do me a favor? Would you call me back next week?
Sure.
And tell me what you did and how it goes. I'm curious.
Okay. And your other three books, what is the difference between the... Because they all have pain-free on them.
No, they don't all have pain-free on them.
They don't?
No. They're all different.
Okay.
But they're all dedicated to you. They are. They're all dedicated to you. Someone who thinks, and it's not your fault, that you're not enough. That the answer you're looking for rests outside of yourself.
Okay.
And it doesn't. No one knows as much about your health as you do.
Okay.
No one ever will.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got to trust your gut.
Okay.
And you got to put the fear of this down.
Okay.
And always ask the next logical question. Here's how you keep us experts at bay. Here's how you use us to your advantage. We say, okay, you've got a purple pimple on your nose, and that's why you can't see out of your right eye. You say, okay, how come the pimple's there? If we say we don't know, well, then don't pay any attention to our advice.
Yeah.
Because if we don't understand why something's there, we're certainly not going to be able to help you get rid of it.
Got it.
Okay?
No simple solution.
No.
Yes. Got to work at it.
You just got off balance, that's all.
Yeah. Okay.
A little off balance.
I'm positive I'm off balance. I know.
But it's the other way around. The reason the inflammation and pain and limp is there is because you're off balance.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not the other way around.
And that makes sense to me.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Me back.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was Thomas, as in doubting. But she'll be all right. Trust me. Take a little break. We'll be right back.
Here's an important announcement for our pain-free family. Help support others to join the pain-free revolution. In response to our listeners that are not able to hear pain-free live on radio or internet, there is hope through your cable or satellite provider. Email our affiliate, CRN, CRN Digital Talk Radio. We'll contact them directly. CRN Digital Talk Radio also encourages you to do the same and request pain-free radio at your cable or satellite provider's office. Together, we can help everyone join in to listen live, utilizing all of the technology available today, radio, internet, cable, and satellite networks, along with the most powerful tool of all, you. Contact your cable or satellite provider today. Then email us at info@crni.net. Give us your name, city, zip, and cable or satellite provider. Again, that's info@crni.net. Be part of this pain-free radio revolution. Help us reach out worldwide, offering every individual the opportunity to live a pain-free life.
Four words to take out of your vocabulary. Never to be thought of or spoken again. What are they? I have no choice. Take them out. But I heard somebody say, you know, the first sign that you're about to have a nervous breakdown, when you start to believe that what you do for a living is terribly important. If you're thinking that and you think you have no choice but to engage in your terribly important work and it doesn't make you happy, not a good sign. Not a good sign. Because why? Well, because your health is your state of your mind. Above and beyond everything else, right? Pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So that's what we do on the show. We talk about the idea that you're enough. And as soon as you get that, the suffering of it all goes away. Because you don't dwell on things that you have no control over. Austin, Texas. Laurel, how are you?
I'm fine. Okay, I'm a first-time listener, so I hope I'm calling about something appropriate. Do you deal solely with chronic pain?
Are you happy today?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Why?
Well, you know, calling a show like this. There's millions of people listening.
Yeah? So are you asking me if you're worthy of calling me?
Yes. I suppose I am.
I know. How's that sound? That doesn't sound so good, does it?
No, not really, no.
No, your instincts got you to call me, didn't they?
Yes.
So, what hurts?
Okay. I am...
What hurts right now? What hurts?
My lower back. And oh. I know why.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's not what I have a question about.
You don't?
No. I'm 5'2" and 270 pounds.
Oh, so you're fat now. That's why you hurt, right?
Yes, and I just recently started exercising, doing a lot of walking on the treadmill.
Guess what?
And
guess
well,
what?
And that's why it hurts.
No, that's not why it hurts.
No?
Nope.
Why?
You said, I'm fat and I decided to do something about it, and that's why it hurts. Your weight has nothing to do with the reason your back hurts. Now, I know there are a zillion good experts way smarter than I am that will tell you that it does, and when you lose weight, your back will stop hurting.
Yeah.
But you know why that's the case?
Because you're more in shape?
Because you have to move to lose weight, right?
Well, yes.
And the movement starts correcting your posture, and as your posture gets corrected, the pain goes away. But it isn't because you're losing weight.
Posture, yes.
There you go.
Yes, that makes sense.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Pain-free is mobile, in the air and on the road, on XM Satellite Radio Channel 170 and Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 161. Now, wherever you go, you can take Pete with you.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
You don't have to go because there's another hour of pain-free coming up, so... we'll get to you. You guys on hold. I know. There's 2 hours. We could do this all day. Yeah. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Shorty.
Hello. How are you doing?
Now, there's a story behind Shorty.
Yeah, I kind of grew into my name.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
and but Mom and Dad gave you another one.
Okay, Alan, if you want to go with that.
No, no, I'm just curious. So does anyone in your town know you as Alan?
No.
Well, I won't tell them, man. It's our secret.
Okay.
So, Shorty, what's up?
Well, I'm a truck driver.
All right.
Now, in the past, I've broke the tibia and fibula on both legs.
How'd
in the
you
past,
do?
I have pins and screws in there.
How'd you do that?
Stupidity.
Really?
No, I fell off. I was a roofer, and I fell off the roof a couple times.
Ouch.
That's the reason I'm not doing roofing. I'm driving a truck.
I hear you. Okay.
So when I'm going down the road and I'm driving, the backs of my legs really start hurting after about, you know, a couple of hours.
Right.
And then I start getting this pain right back in my tailbone.
Okay.
So
help,
I don't know what to do with it.
I understand. And it's hurting now.
And it's hurting now.
Okay. You are on cruise control?
No, actually I'm stopped.
Oh, good. Perfect. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your knees and your feet right together with your feet on the floorboard.
Okay.
So they're touching, right?
Right.
Your ankle bones and your knees are touching.
Right.
Now, take your right arm and put it out in front of you, like your palm up, like you were going to reach out and touch the windshield, but you don't.
Okay.
So the right palm is up now, right?
Right.
Now take that right arm, bend the elbow, and put your fingers on the top of your right shoulder.
Okay.
Now take your left hand and put it at the bottom, put it on your tricep of your right arm with your left elbow bent, of course. You have to bend it to get it over there, right?
Okay.
Now relax your stomach and with your left hand, pick your right arm up so that your right hand goes down your back, like it was going to go down your back.
Got it.
So now your arms are up over your head, right?
Right.
Notice how your knees want to pop apart.
Yep.
Don't let them.
Okay.
Relax your stomach and let this feeling in the shoulder. See how tight your shoulders are?
Yep.
They're really tight. So let your shoulder blades come together in the back, Shorty. And this will feel, keep your knees and your ankles together. I know it's hard to keep them together, but hold them there. And you feel this thing kind of letting go in the right shoulder.
Yeah, my back just popped.
Excellent. We like it. Now switch hands.
Okay.
Now we go to the left side. Relax your stomach. Notice that as you do this, we start to get a little arch in your lower back.
Yep.
And notice that as the arch comes into the lower back, it's like you're getting more feeling in your legs.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I know. Body's a cool thing, man. Relax. Let those shoulder blades come together in the back. Can I send you some help?
Yeah.
Pain Free is on the way. When you get it, go to the chapter on back pain.
Okay.
Now, let go of your left arm.
Yep.
And tell me how you feel.
Feel pretty good.
Feels better, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Don't worry about this. When you read the first three chapters of Pain Free Shorty, you'll understand what your body's been trying to say. So instead of worrying now about, what's wrong with me, the book will help you realize that there's nothing wrong with you. It's just your body trying to tell you something.
All right. By chance, does your book come out on CD too?
No.
Okay.
No, it's been around. This pain-free book is a bestseller. It's been around for a long time. So the book on tape was long ago out of print, but the printed versions just keep rolling off the shelves.
Okay.
Now, until you get the book, I want you to do this a couple times a day, okay?
Okay.
You can do it standing. You can do it in your truck. You can do it, you know, you don't have to be, you can be anywhere and do this.
All right.
All right, man. And then call me back in a couple weeks and check in with me, would you?
I can do that as long as you remember my name.
Okay, Alan.
Hey, God bless. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, man. Be safe out there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Arizona and talk to Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing just great, thank you. And I love your show, The Lady. About three before I talked, three or four calls before, was so excited and so jumping up and down, and that's how I feel about your books.
Oh, you've got some of my books?
I've had them. The first one I bought in February of 06. The next one I bought in March of 07, and I've read them both.
You're very kind.
I do all the exercises. I am an exercise freak, but I'll tell you my problem real quick.
All right.
I know your time is busy.
You have no problem.
I've tried to get your show on for 2 hours here, and they don't want to do it.
Why not?
I only have it from 9 to 10, and I listen to you on KPXQ,
uh-huh,
AM station, 13.60.
And so when you talk to them, they say, no way.
They only have an hour.
I know.
I said, well, he's on for 2 hours. I've been listening to him since 2006. I know he's on for 2 hours.
And they said?
Well, not here. I think, oh, God, okay. Well, so I bought the book. So
okay.
Anyway, I've had, back in 1979 or 1980, a horrendous car accident, which put me in the hospital for 2 months.
D.
They wanted to do a...
D.
Huh?
D. Hold on a second.
Sure.
This second, in the book Pain Free, do you have Pain Free?
Sure, I do.
Which chapter do you use?
I use... let me think now. I use the...
Well, let me help you. What hurts right this second as we're chatting?
Nothing, because my neck always hurts, but that I deal with that.
So your neck hurts this minute?
It's always my neck, always. But the shoulder squeezes and the supine groin and the bench presses and the I'm trying to think.
So have you gone to the neck chapter and taken them in order?
I have gone to the neck chapter.
Did you take them in order?
No, I didn't, because I went to a chiropractor, and I had an evaluation, and he said he wanted to first do all his...
Okay, so can I make a suggestion?
Sure thing.
Between now and next week, when you call me back, I want you to just put down everything else, meaning in my books, you know, I'm not going to talk about whatever else you're doing, just in my stuff that I gave you or you bought.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the chapter on neck pain, take them in order,
okay,
reread the first part of the chapter,
okay,
take them in order, do them every single day,
all right,
and then call me back next Saturday, and we'll make an assessment, and then we'll go from there.
Well, he tells me I shouldn't do that because I've got severe occipital misalignment in my neck, and my head is off.
Darling,
yeah.
Why would you have misalignment? Because
the spinal... Because 1 through 6 vertebrae are out of
position. And why would they be out of position?
Because
your muscles are imbalanced.
Position, my hip.
Your muscles are imbalanced.
And the right shoulder's lower.
Bones do what muscles tell them to.
I've heard you say that 100 times.
Well, it's true.
Right.
All right, so let's try this.
Okay.
Or not. You know, if you're not comfortable doing that, then okay, but that's my suggestion.
Well, that's wonderful. First of all, let me say, everything I've done in your book, every exercise I've done, works.
We need them in order, darling.
Everyone.
In the neck, in order. Call me back next week.
I will.
All right.
Okay. And I know what I want to ask you, too. Do I need a tower? I've heard...
Yes, you do.
They need a...
Yes, you do. It'll change your life.
Because I do that supine groin stretches.
Yes, you need the tower. I got to run, darling. Call me back.
Thank you.
Folks, you're on hold. Hold on. Second hour of Pain Free's coming right up.
This is Albert Mobler for townhall.com. The new year will begin with a big political bang as the first actual votes for the 2008 presidential race will finally be cast in Iowa and New Hampshire. Even so, Americans seem to be both interested and exhausted by the nonstop political discussion, news reports, and chatter. There is plenty of reason for both, for the nation's choice of our next president is an issue of momentous importance. The framers of our Constitution invested incredible authority in the presidency. The nation's chief executive is also commander-in-chief of our military and the chief architect of foreign policy.
Harry Truman.
Folks, chronic pain and dehydration go hand in hand. I'm sneaking up now on 40 years of helping, having the honor and privilege of helping you folks, and I cannot remember a patient in all that time who came to see us with chronic pain who was hydrated. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that seals the deal. They go hand in hand. So do something for me for a week. Please do this for me. For a week, don't drink anything, no coffee, no tea, especially no sodas, no iced tea, no lemonades, nothing but water for a whole week. And watch what happens to the how you feel. Watch what happens to your energy levels. Watch what happens to your weight. Watch what happens to your sleeping patterns. Water. A week. Water. Please. Just for me, for a week.
Pain-Free Radio is brought to you in part by Penta Drinking Water, the bottled water of choice for health-conscious individuals. Go to www.pentawater.com for a retail location near you. Penta, Pain-Free Radio's choice in bottled drinking water.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Thanks for staying with us. Second hour of pain-free. Those of you in other parts of the country just joining us, welcome. 888-344-1170. Another number now, two numbers. Toll free, 800-995-8434. So, either number, pick up the phone, give me a call. First hour, what did we, well, we relearned, didn't we? We relearned an old truth. Diagnosis isn't enough. To cure, you have to understand cause. You want to treat cause, you don't want to treat symptom. Don't get bogged down by the symptom. And who knows cause? You do. You're enough. You know more about it than anybody on the planet. All you got to do is trust your instincts, and your instincts will lead you right to the cause, which always is some kind of imbalance in your system. Because the human body is an amazing machine. It is Mac Daddy bulletproof. It is. Mac Daddy, as my friend Linda Lynch says all the time. That's Mac Daddy. Or as Troy says, it's a Mama Luigi. Vladimir Washington, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Where are you in Washington?
That's right near, you know, the city of Portland is Vancouver.
Yes.
Where I am.
Oh, okay, cool. What do you do there?
Oh, you know, I'm an artist using my arms in, you know, in heavy way because, you know, I'm working with copper and stainless steel. And, you know, I'm doing art pieces and have a, you know, constant pain in my elbows. That's why I'm calling to you.
Oh, they hurt now?
Yes.
Can you, are you at home or where are you?
Yes, I'm at home right now.
Okay, go, you got a portable phone? Is this a cell phone you're talking to me on?
You know, you are on speaker. There's little phone that I can hang on my neck and...
Oh, okay, walk over to a door.
Okay, I'm here.
Put your back to the door.
Okay.
Get your feet so that they touch the door and your butt's on the door.
All right.
Now, look down at your feet.
Okay.
I want you to get them hip-width apart and point them at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, that's going to feel a little bit awkward to you, but do it anyway.
Okay.
And they're hip width apart, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, does your head touch the door?
It's like a couple inches away.
That's why your elbows hurt. Your elbows hurt because your shoulders are out of position. So here's what we do. Don't do anything with your shoulders yet. Don't push your head to the door.
Okay.
And just get in touch with the elbow pain, okay? Just move your arms and say, okay, they hurt. Right?
Yes.
Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you, you know what your thigh muscles are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tighten them up.
Okay.
Relax your stomach.
Okay.
And at the same time now, so stomach's relaxed, thigh muscles are tight, take your shoulder blades that are touching the door and squeeze them together like you were going to pin them to your spine.
Okay.
Relax your stomach.
But
don't, Vladimir, don't shrug your shoulders up. Pull them down and back.
Okay.
Down and back and hold them. Now move your arms around and tell me how that feels in your elbows.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, exactly. It moved it, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's almost gone.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you a book called Pain Free. When you get it, you go to the chapter on elbows and read that, and then read the chapter on shoulders, and I would probably start with the chapter on shoulders.
Oh, really?
Take them in order, and until you get the book, do this a couple times a day, okay, for maybe 3 or 4 minutes at a time. By the time the book gets there, Vladimir, the pain will be gone in your elbows.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to cure the problem. We want to fix your posture.
That will be wonderful.
All right, my man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, call me back. Tell me how it's going.
I will.
All right.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye. 888-344-1170. So, like in the first hour, what's the difference between an obstacle and an opportunity? It's our attitude, right? Every opportunity has a little difficulty in it, and every difficulty has an opportunity based upon how we think about things, right? Yes, our attitude. Our attitude. You are enough. You know more about your health than anybody on the planet. You gotta listen to your gut, listen to your instincts, they'll guide you. Your body has no design flaws. It's a Mac Daddy, Mama Luigi. By the way, natural childbirth means just that, natural childbirth. Cesarean section means not that the baby's too big, not that you did something wrong, it means that you were off balance at the time of inception. Little break, folks. We'll be right back. You're on hold. Hold on.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Pete Egoscue of the Egoscue Clinic has the world's most dedicated listeners because of the help he gives them. Here he talks to
Helen.
Say, I want to tell you that I go to bed listening to you and wake up in the morning from 12 till 2. They play your program, and then I wake up and you're on. So I feel like you're my buddy. I'm having a problem with both my knees and my hips. What do you start for? Do you start with the knees first, or do you start with the hips?
Do you have Pain Free?
Pardon me?
Do you have any of my books?
No.
I'm going to send you Pain Free. You substitute your bed for the floor.
Okay.
Hip exercises, hip chapter.
I appreciate your positive attitude. And so, like I say, you put me to sleep and then you wake me up on Saturday morning. And thank you, Pete.
EGOSCUE.com, the Egoscue webpage, or call 1-800-995-8434. 1-800-995-8434.
Benjamin Mays, The Tragedy of Life Doesn't Lie in Not Reaching Our Goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach. So if we're hurting, if it hurts, and the goal is just to not hurt, well, that's not a goal, is it? Not really. The goal is to lead a pain-free life, not
stop the pain. That's the difference between treating the symptom and treating the cause. If you treat the cause, then your goal becomes reality. I live a pain-free life. If you treat the symptom, then you're going to have really no goal to reach because you're going to live this reoccurrence of the symptom. Because why? Because we're not problem-solving. That's why. We're just treating the symptom.
Brenda in Maryland. Brenda.
Hello.
What's up?
I have some problems with neck pain and pain underneath my right shoulder blade.
You got it now?
And I'm a little bit. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm in the car.
Awesome. So it's bothering you now?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to do some work?
I'm ready. Is it going to hurt?
What? Oh. Yeah, it's gonna. You're gonna bleed everywhere.
Oh, no.
You're gonna have to pull over and call the paramedics.
My husband's driving, so I'll be all right.
Oh, he can rush you to the emergency room.
Okay.
Is it gonna hurt? What are we talking about?
Remember, I'm a first time listener. Even.
I think that instead of worrying about the pain, let's interpret it. Let's
okay.
say that the body is trying to tell you that your right shoulder is in a different position than your left shoulder.
Okay.
And there's some muscles back there that are under some stress, and so the body's starting to tell you, hey, look, Brenda, your posture
yes.
is getting compromised. That's what it's doing. So let's change your posture, okay? You ready?
Right.
Are you
ready? I'm ready.
All right, roll your hips, take your belly button, and tip it down towards the floor.
Okay.
Squeeze your shoulder blades together in the back.
Okay.
You hear a crunch?
I feel a crunch.
Yeah. Back and forth about 20 times. I'm sending you a book.
Oh, okay.
It's starting to free up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels better. There's a book on the way. It's called Pain Free.
Wonderful.
When you get it, start doing the exercises for shoulder pain. In the meantime, I want you to do this like 3 times a day, 3 sets of 10.
Sitting down.
Yes. And by the time you get the book, the crunch will be gone. You'll be feeling much better.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Pete.
All right, kiddo.
It was a pleasure.
Penta. Ultra premium purified drinking water. Penta is available at your local health food stores and select grocery stores. Visit pentawater.com to find a Penta retailer near you.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back to Mama Luigi's Pain Show. Rita Coolidge, I ran across, you know, Rita Coolidge, the singer. Here's a quote attributed to her. Too often, the opportunity knocks, but the time we push back the chain, push back the bolt, unlock the locks, and shut off the burglar alarms, it's too late. Absolutely true. So, what is she saying? When we second guess our instincts, oh, it can't be that. Opportunity slips away until the next time your instincts talk to you. 888-344-1170, 800-995-8434. Diane in Oregon, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
If you were perfect, you probably wouldn't be calling me.
That's right.
But, you know, I think you're perfect. You've heard me say that now.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
No, it's not sweet. It's the truth.
Really?
You are enough.
Okay.
The answer to your problem lies in the mirror.
Okay.
You want to prove that before you tell me anything?
Sure.
You at home?
Yeah.
You have a full-length mirror?
Yeah.
Okay, zip over to the mirror and stand in front of it.
Okay, I'm in front of it.
All right, now, I want you to just look for the first time, just look. And I want you to look at your shoulders. And I want you to put an imaginary ruler across the top of your shoulders. Now, when you are without pain, those shoulders are parallel to the floor. In other words, that ruler doesn't tip.
Okay.
So what do you see?
My shoulders dip down.
Yeah, one's lower than the other, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's put this all together. One shoulder is lower than the other. Which shoulder?
My left one.
Your left one is down. Now, go put your attention on your feet. Look down at your feet.
Okay.
Which, if 12 o'clock is straight ahead, which direction does your left foot point?
Oh, slightly out a little bit.
Yeah, about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
How about the right one?
Well, it's not completely straight ahead, but not as far, so let's say 11:30.
And which foot has the most weight? Close your eyes.
I want to say my right.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because you're a four-story building. Your load joints, your shoulders, your hips, your knees, and your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the joints that the body uses from a design standpoint to bear your weight in a gravity field.
Mm-hmm.
And your body has learned that there's more joints lined up on the right side than there is the left side. So the right side is where it feels stable, and that's where you spend most of the time. And in order to stay up in the gravity field, because you're on your right side, to keep from tipping over to the right,
yeah,
your body's dropped your left shoulder to balance you out.
Okay.
Now, what hurts?
What hurts?
Yeah.
Is the muscle, the big muscle between my shoulder and my neck.
On which side?
On my left side, it's a big lump, hard lump.
Now you know why it's a lump.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Because if the left shoulder was in the right position, that muscle would stop having to do too much work, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see if that's true?
Sure.
You're still standing in front of the mirror, right?
Yeah.
I want you to stand pigeon-toed. And I want your toes to touch. And I want your left heel out at about, I don't know, 7 o'clock, and your right heel out at about 5 o'clock. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Relax your stomach. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Now look in the mirror and tell me if that left shoulder came up at all.
A little bit.
And the big lump, how did it do?
Well, I have to feel it with my hand.
Well, feel it with your hand. Stay pigeon-toed. Relax your stomach. Feel the big lump.
Well, it's still there. I can roll it around like something underneath my skin, but it feels not a sore.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's what we're going to do. Keep your feet pigeon-toed.
Okay.
Keep your thigh muscles tight and keep your stomach relaxed.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take your shoulders,
mm-hmm,
and both at the same time, and I want you to make some big circles to the back. So these are counterclockwise circles, right?
Yeah, on my left shoulder's popping and cracking.
I understand. Circles, circles, circles. Relax your stomach. Keep your thigh muscles tight. Now, keep doing these. I'll send you some help if you'll use it.
I certainly would. I've been dealing with this for like 30 years.
Well, do you think this is a good explanation as to why your body has been telling you this?
I guess so. And
Wait. Don't jump off of that. Do you think that this may be the reason or not?
Yeah.
Good.
I carry all my tension in my neck and shoulders. I always have it. It's like I wear my shoulders as earrings.
Exactly. Now, make circles the other way. Big circles.
Okay.
Relax your stomach. Keep your thigh muscles tight. Big circles.
Okay.
Good. Now stop and reach back there. And how's the lump doing?
Oh, it's a little less hard.
Are you glad you called?
Yes.
Book's on the way.
Thank you so much.
All right, darling. Call me back and tell me how it's going.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's stay in the state of Oregon. You guys in Oregon are jamming. Marianne, hi.
Hi.
You guys, you're making it hard for the rest of the country. You're shutting them out. That's all right. I love it. Where are you in Oregon?
McMinnville.
Whoa, that's a new one. Where is that?
30 miles out of Portland.
Which way?
I don't know.
You don't know? Towards the ocean or not?
Towards the ocean.
So that's west, darling.
Okay.
What do you do there?
I work graveyard. I'm a unit clerk.
A what clerk?
A med clerk. Medication clerk. I help the nurses and stuff.
Ah, how's business?
Pretty good.
What hurts?
I have a lot of numbness in my legs. The sides of my legs are just numb.
Are you at home?
Yes.
Okay, now you're going to hear some music in a minute, but I don't want you to hang up.
Okay.
I want you to get a chair and a big fat pillow, and I want you to get down on the floor on your back.
Yeah.
With the phone, I want you to put both legs up in the chair so your knees are bent at 90 degrees.
Okay.
And I want you to put that pillow between your knees.
Okay.
Can you do that?
All right. I'm going to have to go get a chair, but okay.
Well, go get the chair.
Okay.
Now, what have you been told about why your legs hurt? Oh, Kevin, she must have put the phone down. She must have put the phone down. See, this is live radio. See, she's doing exactly what I asked her to do. I didn't say, don't put the phone down, right? Oh, she's back.
I'm back. Okay, lay on the floor.
Get down on the flow. Uh-oh. D-flow. D-flow is hard.
It is hard. Okay.
Now, don't put that pillow under your head. Put it between your knees.
Okay.
Now notice that your lower back's not touching D-flow.
No, it ain't.
That's why your legs hurt. So while we're on this little break, I want you to squeeze and release that pillow in sets of 10 reps, okay?
Okay.
But don't use your stomach.
Okay. That might be hard. Okay.
No, it's not hard. Squeeze, release, squeeze, release, squeeze, release. And I want you to do them in sets of 10, then take a little break. And when you take a break, just let your legs flop open on the chair, okay?
Okay.
And then come back and keep doing that until I come back to you.
Okay.
Now, don't hang up, because if you hang up, my feelings are going to be crushed.
Oh. All right.
So don't hang up, okay?
I won't.
All right, darling. Squeeze, release. Squeeze, release. Folks, little break to the doors. We'll be right back.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah.
Pete Ogoskiw talks to a listener about water intake.
When you're doing that water fast, where you just drink water for a week and then you see how you feel, then when you go back to your regular routine.
Water fast, I'm not asking you to do a water fast, I'm just asking you to drink water and stay off the soda and coffee and tea.
Once you say you go back to your regular routine, the things like tomato juice and orange juice, they all count towards your water intake, correct?
No, because there's a metabolic requirement.
The human body consists of trillions of cells. These cells hydrate not only through the semi-permeable membrane, but also through tiny protein channels called aquaporin. Aquaporin are the gateway to the cell and will only transport water molecules. Ultra-purified water like Penta is ideal for optimal hydration. Experience the benefits of hydrating with Penta. After drinking Penta for a short time, perhaps a day, a week or two, you will notice you actually feel more alert, energized, and invigorated. Go to www.pentawater.com and learn why Penta is the bottled water of choice for health-conscious individuals.
Week after week, healing of the body is taking place through the Ogoskiw method. People are calling Pete Ogoskiw and receiving help from years of aching body pain. The Ogoskiw method of health through motion is available to you.
Chronic pain. What to do about it? This is where we change your mind. Change your mind.
Well, I called because of a very severe problem I've had for the last 14, 15 years.
I have problems with my knees.
I do not have full range of motion. When I get down and kneel, I can only go so far down, and then I feel a twinge.
I have a problem when I'm at work. If I do too much computer mousing, I get a terrible pain in my neck.
About 3 years ago, my physical therapist told me to buy your book, and I haven't been back to see him yet.
Which book?
Pain-free.
Feels wonderful.
You've just heard some of the many people that Peter Gosky has helped. Are you ready to be pain-free? Call the Agoscu Clinic at 1-800-995-8434. 1-800-995-8434.
Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Norma. Hi, Norma.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I'm 76 years old, and ordinarily I'm in fairly good shape for my age, but right now I'm going to a chiropractor for my back.
Now, how come you told me your age?
Because I just thought it might alter something you say to me.
Really?
Am I wrong?
Well, I know you're a lot smarter than I am. No, seriously.
Why?
That's the only thing, because you have got a lot more experience than I do.
Oh.
Now think about that.
Okay.
No, really, seriously, think about that.
You're saying I know my body.
Oh, yeah. But what is it that you really know? Don't worry about the vocabularies and getting it right. Just what do you think we should do? What needs to happen?
You mean I shouldn't tell you what the chiropractor said?
No, I wish you wouldn't. You know why?
Why?
Because you can't tell me why the chiropractor said what he said.
Well, I was going to tell you what he said was the why.
No, but the why of that.
Okay, I'll tell you why I think I've got it.
All right, here we go. Now we're cooking!
I think it's because I've had a bad habit of bad posture, slumping my back, and I seem to be kind of sway back anyway.
Norma, I just love you to death. You all in the space of 30 seconds got mad at me, got frustrated, took a big deep breath and said, you know what? I'm going to tell this bozo that I think I got bad posture. Should we figure it out? Can I send you a book?
Please.
Pain-free, on the way. Start doing the exercises for back pain.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, kiddo. Tell your friends in Baltimore about the show.
I've been doing that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, kiddo.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm the posture guy. It's a posture problem. Posture. 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 Your posture has been compromised. It's the position, not the condition. The body's a unit. Body as a unit. Your body is a unit. The body is giving you lots and lots of signals. The body never lies.
Join the pain-free movement. To be a part of today's show, call 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170.
Welcome back, folks. Pain-free is the show. Another number, toll-free, 800-995-8434. 800-995-8434. Okay, Marianne.
Yep. I'm
now,
here.
What's happened?
Well, my back went down on the floor.
Yeah, and it felt really good, too.
Yeah, it did.
But then the inside of the leg started going, oh, this is hard work.
You bet.
Yeah. Cool. So you're still down there?
Yes.
All right. Now, before I let you up and let all these millions of people check on you, because they're listening to see what happened, I want you now to hold on to the pillow with your knees.
Yeah.
Don't use your stomach. You're holding it constantly now, right? Constant pressure.
Right.
Are you holding the phone, or do you have a headpiece on?
No, I'm holding the phone.
Okay. Then let's do this. Contract your stomach muscles like you were going to pin your stomach muscles to your backbone. But don't let your hips change position. So contract, release. Contract, release. You understand what I'm asking?
Yep, I sure do.
Good. Now, this will also feel good.
Okay, yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, it does, I know. All right, now get rid of the pillow.
Okay.
Take your time and stand up. Billy Bob was a dog. Did you know Billy Bob was a dog?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. A dog was he, and you know why he went into the forest?
Why?
Billy Bob was a dog. A dog was he. Went into the forest to find a place to pee.
Oh.
Billy Bob was a dog.
Oh.
Now, are you up?
Yep.
Walk around.
Okay.
Relax your shoulders.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel?
Better. I still have the numbness, but...
Now, where's the numbness?
It's in the same place. Still in the, you know, right on the side of my leg.
Only one leg now?
Both.
Bucks?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have stairs in your house?
No.
No stairs. Okay. Can I send you some help?
Yeah.
Pain-free.
Great.
It's on the way.
Okay.
When you get it, read the first three chapters. Don't be afraid. It's just your body trying to tell you something.
Okay.
And when you get... It'll go away when you change your posture.
Oh, all right.
All right? It'll go away when you change your muscle memory. You're not sick. This isn't a disease. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay.
Change your mind from... Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Two, what is my body trying to tell me? And this book will help you do that.
Okay.
You read the first three chapters and then go to back pain.
Okay.
And take them in order and don't cheat.
All right.
And then call me back.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I will.
All right, darling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Don't ever be afraid of self. Is it Tana? Is that right?
Good morning.
Did I say that right?
You said that correct.
Tana, that's a cool name.
Thank you.
Where are you?
Troutdale, Oregon.
Now, you stumped me again. Where is Troutdale?
We're the gateway to the Columbia River Gorge.
Huh. Beautiful place.
It's a very beautiful place. We're known for the winds.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know it was at Troutdale, but I know at the gateway to the wind blows all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
although
but
it's calm right now.
Really?
It is. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been there?
Over 6 years.
What got you there?
I don't know. We were just looking for a house, and...
We meaning you and your husband?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Since this last fall...
And you finally decided, you know what, I'm going to try to get through to this guy.
Well, yeah, I actually broke two bones in my left foot last winter, spring, and had surgery. And what happened was they re-broke one of the bones that's connected to the left ankle.
Uh-huh.
So I've been dealing with that. So the therapy is just walk.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Which foot?
The left.
Okay, you at home?
Yes.
Shoes, get your shoes and socks off.
They are. I'm barefoot.
Good. Sit down in a chair, hopefully a hard one.
Okay.
Now, I want you to take your left foot and put it up on your right knee like a guy crosses his legs.
Okay.
Does that leg, the left leg, does it go parallel? Does the knee go parallel to the floor when you do that?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel this anywhere?
Yes, in my buttocks.
In my buttocks? Good. I like it in your buttocks. Now, take your right hand.
Yes.
Put it at the bottom of your left foot so that you can get your right toes in between your right fingers in between each toe on your left foot.
Okay.
So the fingers are pointed up towards the knee.
Right.
Work them in there.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Good. Then you can feel it pinching down on your fingers.
Right.
Now what I want you to do is take your hand and flex the whole foot back towards the knee.
Okay.
Ouch. And now flex it the other way. Back and forth. And notice how your foot doesn't want to go straight at the knee.
Right.
It kind of wants to go off at an angle.
Right.
Don't let it. Make it go straight at the knee.
Okay.
Back and forth, back and forth. And you'll feel this pinch down feeling in the foot lessening.
Great.
You feel it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like something's given way or something. How many have you done?
I'd say a good 20.
Oh, by the way, notice that as you do this, what's happening in your buttocks?
Yes, that is really good, toning up my buttocks.
But notice it's changing. See, there's a relationship between, you know that old song about the foot bone connected ankle bone, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we were just looking in the wrong place to help this foot. Okay, now take your hand out, get up, walk around, tell me how the foot feels.
Wow. I'm walking it out.
I know.
But yeah, it feels...
Yeah.
It's feeling normal.
Yeah.
That, I'll just have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But wait now. I know. But that was just treatment. Now we want to cure this thing. So I'll send you the help for the cure if you'll use it.
I will. And also, I have a little problem in my pinky on my right finger. My right hand.
Yeah.
And so it's swollen, and then it's pain, and I type.
Yeah.
So what do I do about that?
When you get the book Pain Free,
mm-hmm.
and you go to the chapter on hip pain,
mm-hmm.
and hips now,
okay.
and you take them in order,
okay.
your hand will feel better because your shoulder is going to change position.
Great.
Now, don't leave anything out. I know you are ready. You're going to go through.
And I'm
ready. You're
going
to look at the pictures. You're going to go, I like that one, but I don't like that one. Now, if you do that, I promise... You won't cure anything. You'll feel a lot better, but you won't cure anything.
All right.
So don't cheat.
All right, I won't cheat.
And I also know that you're a lady of your word, so if you give me your word, you're going to call me back in a couple weeks.
We'll do that.
We're in business.
Thank you so much.
All right, darling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, we're leaving the state of Oregon and going to Indiana. Les. Hey, Les.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Is this me?
Yeah. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I ain't in Indiana, though. I'm in Idaho.
You know what? ID means Idaho, doesn't it? Doesn't mean Indiana.
Yeah.
Where are you in Idaho?
Well, I'm just out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Are you a truck driver?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Chehalis, Idaho, down to Missoula, Montana.
Oh, there's a big storm headed right at you. You know that.
I know that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you be safe out there. Are you listening on Cirrus or XM?
I'm on XM.
Okay, cool. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I've got these pain in my hip and my leg, and my doctor says that it's a slipped disc and it's pinching a nerve.
Okay. Did you ask him why the nerve was pinched? Why the disc was slipped?
He didn't say. He just determined. He said I'd lost reflex in my right leg.
Okay. Kind of tough to do your job with that going on, huh?
Right.
Yeah, are you moving right now?
I'm actually sitting. I pulled off and parked.
Okay. Let's see where you're all bound up. I want you to hang on till I get back.
Okay.
And while I'm gone, I want you to put your knees and your ankles together with your feet flat on the floorboard and hold them there until I get back, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Folks,
okay.
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm at you time, girl. I'm gone away. I'm at you time, girl. One for tomorrow.
It's Pain Free with Pete Egoscue. People are listening, people are learning, and people are living pain free.
I'm the posture guy. How are you?
I'm doing better, thanks to you.
The body adopted that posture because that's what you programmed it to do.
I've heard a lot about you, so I thought maybe you'd have some good advice for me.
The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the shin bone. Let's treat the body as a unit.
What can I do to be more pain-free?
You listen to those doctors, but you keep asking them that next logical question. Why is it wrong? Now, let's change the habit. The fear of this, Carmen, will go away.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
And I love your show.
Keep trusting those instincts.
And I really thank you. I really appreciate finding you on the radio.
Do you keep listening? I haven't been wrong yet.
Pain Free every Saturday morning. Find out more about the Egoscue Method at egoscue.com. That's EGOSCUE.com.
What is this show about? This show is primarily about trusting yourself, right? Trusting yourself because it's the only answer. One of the things that gets in the way of trusting ourselves is that our egos want us to be consistent. You know, we want to stick to whatever it is. We want to plan. And We want what we think and feel to be consistent with our plan. So my boy Ralph Waldo Emerson, he had a take on this. He says, I wish to say what I think and feel today, with the proviso that tomorrow perhaps I shall contradict it all. Don't be afraid of the contradiction, as long as it's coming from within, because that really isn't a contradiction. That's that trust. That's that voice. Jan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How's your energy today?
Actually, it's pretty good. Your philosophies, forget the brilliance of what you do with the body, but your philosophies on life and how to make it better are amazing. I'm calling about TMJ, Pete. I can open it up like halfway and kind of move it halfway, but when I try to open my jaw all the way, I get a big, big
zip over to a door real quick.
Okay.
Put your back to the door.
Got it.
Stand with your feet so your toes touch, pigeon-toed.
Right.
Tighten up your thigh muscles.
Got it.
Relax your stomach.
Got it. Head back against the door.
Well, now, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Now, the reason you have TMJ is because your head isn't on the door.
Oh, not at all.
That's why you've got it. Your head's out of position. It's not that poor joint.
Right.
It's the position of your head.
That's just what Pain-Free Book says. Yes.
Now, tighten up your thigh muscles.
Got it.
And you're getting an arch in your lower back.
Totally.
And while you're there, what I want you to do is I want you to do 4 sets of 10 shoulder blade contractions.
Got it.
What happened?
You're a miracle.
What happened?
After 4 repetitions, as you said, my head was back against the wall.
Okay.
Naturally, not just on its own.
Right.
And I can open and shut my mouth like there's no tomorrow.
Now, here's a miracle just happened, right?
Unbelievable. So I should obviously continue to do the menu for TMJ. Duh. Sorry. Thanks. Thank you, Pete. You're totally awesome.
I'll see you.
I wish everybody knew about you.
Well, it's your job, right? Together, we got to tell everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I've purchased so many of your books for people, and the people out there listening have no idea.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Penta is on standby. Call now, 1-877-PENTA-07. That's 1-877-PENTA-07. Get hydrated. Call now, 1-877-PENTA-07.
Welcome back, folks. Little Doors rocking out. Okay, Les.
Yes.
Now, you've been sitting there with your knees and your ankle bones touching.
Yes.
Now, what's happened?
Well, I got a lot of pain in my inner thighs.
Yes.
And on both sides and in the bottom of my leg. The bottom of my upper leg. And can't hardly hold my knees together.
So right.
Just
now,
really have to force.
I understand. Now, relax your stomach. Keep your knees and your ankles together. Relax your stomach. And let a little arch come into your lower back. And take your shoulders that you're carrying a bunch of tension in and pull your shoulders back. But don't use your stomach to do it, just your shoulder blades.
Okay.
Now, that changed how you feel it in your legs.
Yeah, it relieved it some.
Exactly. So now all we're doing here is letting you know something you already know, which is your body's a unit.
Yes.
So now squeeze your shoulders together in the back and release them. Squeeze, release. Squeeze, release. And those shoulder blades are starting to free themselves up. Can you tell?
Yes, a little bit.
Good. And as that happens, what's happening in the legs?
Now I've still got real hard tension there.
Okay. You know, on the inside of the knees. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. They're very, very... very tight. But that's okay.
Yeah, tell me.
That's okay. Now, keep your knees together and spread your feet apart about hip width, but don't let your knees come apart.
Okay.
And get your feet pointed straight ahead, 12 o'clock. Now squeeze and release your shoulder blades. Squeeze, release. I'm going to send you some help if you'll use it.
I will.
Did you give Lonnie your address?
Yes, I did.
Good. Yeah, Pain Free's on the way. Don't be afraid of this disc. Your body's just doing what it's designed to do. Those discs are designed to herniate.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with you. You're not sick.
Okay.
Now what's happening?
Well, I got more tension in my legs than I did have.
Uh-huh. And tell me about the pain.
I've got more pain right there holding my knees together.
Now, let everything relax.
Okay.
And your knees immediately want to flop open.
They did, real wide.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel?
Well, I feel better right now. I'm not getting up and walking. I'm in the truck. So.
Can you get real quick, get up and walk around? Or is it a big pain in the butt?
Well, I can get out of the truck.
You're talking to me on a cell phone, right?
Yeah, I'm talking to you on a cell phone.
Okay, climb out of that truck.
Okay, it seemed to relieve the pain in my right leg, which was what was really hurting when I walked.
Well, that makes us happy, doesn't it?
Definitely.
All right, man. Well, you be safe out there. Until you get the book, I want you to do this a couple times a day, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go talk to Lynn in Massachusetts. Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Well, in September, I injured my right foot, and I got a diagnosis of posterior tibial tendonitis.
Well, that's a scary sounding thing.
Well, I didn't tear the tendon. It's just injured.
Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
You have a, what kind of chair are you sitting in?
I'm sitting in my office chair that has arms on it.
Excellent. There's a desk in front of you, right?
No, because my back hurts, I don't sit up at a desk. I hold my computer in my lap.
Well, is there something that you can put your leg on out in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Well, a shelf that I keep things on.
Excellent. Is it higher than the chair or about the same height?
It's about the same height.
That's perfect. Scoot your chair over.
Okay.
And we're going to start with your right leg. Now, before we do this, sit in the front of the chair.
In the front of the chair.
Yeah, I don't want you in the back of the chair. I don't want you leaning back.
Okay.
Get your feet on the floor, hip width apart, and point them at 12 o'clock.
Oh, wait a minute. You want both?
Yeah.
Both feet on the floor or one foot up?
Both feet on the floor.
Okay. All right.
Woof them bofs.
Okay.
Got woof them bofs.
Okay.
Now, both feet are pointed at 12 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Now, take your right leg and pick it up off the floor and put it up on that counter.
Okay.
So it's straight in front of you.
Okay.
Tighten your right thigh muscle up and
okay.
Flex the right foot back towards the knee and hold it.
Press it back towards the knee.
Yeah. Flex your ankle back towards your knee.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, keep them tight. Don't let your knee bend.
Yep.
And with your hip, roll your right leg out to your right side.
With my hip? Oh.
The muscles of your hip. Don't let your knee bend.
Okay.
In and out like a windshield wiper now.
Right.
In, out. Relax your shoulders.
In, out. Okay.
Relax your shoulders. Relax your shoulders, Mr.
Oh, that takes the pain away from my back.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yes.
No way that worked.
Well, that was what I was doing before made a glitch and right above my waist on the left side.
No way that worked. hold on, darling.
Yes.
Now, switch positions. So now we got to put our left one up there.
Okay.
The old tibial, what did you call it?
They called it posterior tibial tendon.
Yeah, put the left one up there.
Yep.
Now, do the same thing. And notice how much different it is over here.
Oh, yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah, now don't be fooled that it's much easier. Don't be fooled that it works better.
Why?
Because over on the right side, all the muscles were engaged. This side, you've disengaged a bunch of stuff. That's
right.
Why it feels easier. Relax your shoulders. Tighten up your thigh. Flex that foot back. In and out, in and out.
Okay.
Okay, now stand up.
Ouch. That hurts. Okay.
And walk around.
And walk around.
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, it's not quite as painful.
How's your back?
Well, I don't feel the pain in my back particularly now.
Good.
Good.
That's a good step.
Yeah.
Now, whoa, hold on. Now, one more thing. Am I convincing you that you can fix this yourself?
Yeah, I think I probably can.
Good. Now, here's what I want you to do. One more thing.
Yeah.
I want you to put your left foot directly in front of your right foot. So your left heel touches your right toes.
Okay. I'm there.
Like a ruler.
Yep.
Tighten your thigh muscles up and squeeze your butt.
Okay.
Crack a walnut.
Okay.
Relax your shoulders.
Oh.
Squeeze, release, squeeze, release. Don't use your shoulders. Shoulders can't help me now, baby. I'm going to send you pain-free, okay?
Okay.
And when you get it, read the first three chapters.
Okay.
Then you'll know what to do.
Okay.
Squeeze, release.
Okay.
How many did you do?
I probably did six, maybe. It's the ankle still has a...
I understand. Darling, it's the position of the ankle, not the condition of the ankle.
It's the position
of the ankle.
That does what?
That produces the symptom.
I see.
It's the position, not the condition.
Right. They told me I had flat feet.
Well, don't worry about your flat feet. Remember, bones do what muscles tell them to do.
Yes.
Now, before I let you go, switch feet.
Okay, right foot in front of the left.
Yeah, now your left foot won't want to go straight like a ruler, so make it straight like a ruler.
This is much easier. Oh, this is easy.
Now squeeze, release. Now, can you understand you're off balance?
Yes.
Okay, now until you get the book, I want you to do this, these two things that we did, twice a day.
Okay, how many times?
Four sets of 10.
Okay.
Are you squeezing?
Yes, I am.
Relax your shoulders.
Yes, that's they naturally...
Now, before I let you go, walk around. Tell me what we got.
Well, there's less pain in the right
foot. Aren't you happy?
But it's still there.
Aren't you happy?
Am I happy? I'm happier than I was.
Yeah, exactly. The less pain means you're on the right track.
Right.
Then that it is position, not condition. Will you call me back in a couple weeks?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay, thank
Book's
you.
Book's on the way.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Folks, end of another hour. Wow. 2 hours zip by. Be kind to yourselves this week. Remember, a smile is worth a million great intentions. Bye-bye. See you next week.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Can Hillary Clinton overcome Barack Obama's Iowa success? Does John McCain have an opportunity to revitalize his campaign in New Hampshire? Who will be dropping out, if anyone, of the presidential race? Listen to my show here on KCBQ and then log on to townhall.com. From Mike Huckabee's Huckaboom to the impact of independent...